It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock with Hunter. What's up?
Here we go.
Yes. What's up, man?
As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service motorcycle repair shop. I'm talking big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes, everything. All the bikes. They got them.
Electric bikes, maybe?
If there's an electric motorcycle, I bet you they could probably work on it. Yeah. Pretty effing talented. Anyway, we'll hear a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle, at the end of this, but let's get to it. It's time for your fact and opinion. That's right. One kick-ass fact, one garbage opinion, but hey, that's the best you're going to get from us, okay? That is the best you're going to get. I don't want to hear you being picked. Just deal with it. We have the microphone, so you're going to listen to every word that we have to say. Anyway, your fact for today, let's see here. No, that one's dumb. No, that one's stupid. That's stupid. See, let's do this.
Why we're doing just the one? Because a lot of them are stupid.
Yeah. Paul Revere didn't yell, "The British are coming," because the Americans at the time still considered themselves British. He probably used the most common term for British soldiers called regulars. The regulars are coming. The regulars are coming. You know, whenever I think back to, you know, our independence, 1776, you know, we're out there, we're fighting. It doesn't seem real. And we've kind of had this conversation before, you know, like, we know it happened. Obviously, it's in the history books. But it's also stuff that we've kind of pieced together. And things get lost in translation. Things get romanticized or things get blown out of proportion. Same thing like we've always talked about. Christopher Columbus was a piece of shit, you know?
Piece of trash.
And, you know, but we were taught about it, you know, when we were kids.
Especially things that are really, really old. I question those things a lot. I'm like, all right, yeah, I get it. You know, it gets passed down through time. But just a perfect example, and we've all played it, the game of telephone. That goes around a circle of 10 people and that shit, that, you know, gets changed around that much in just a circle of 10. We're talking thousands of years sometimes, guys.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take that in consideration.
You brought up something the other, I can't remember what the hell we were talking about, but you're like, also, there's been like rulers and kings that have wiped out history of people that they've taken over. So like, oh, fuck no, you're not going to remember that guy. You're only going to remember me. You know what
remember
I mean?
Remember me.
Yeah.
Yeah, changing time. It's a real thing. So rulers back in the day used to like wipe out regimes and just like, you know what? You're done. You're out of the history books.
Yep.
So they rewrote it to make it better for them.
Like killing and, bloodlines and stuff like that. Like nuts, man. Right. Nuts.
There's a famous line in the movie 300. I can't remember the exact line, but it's somewhere you know, your history will be or your whatever will be wiped from the history books, blah, blah, blah. Dude, it happened. That's a real thing. So
and it takes becoming older till you really start like learning stuff because, and maybe it's the kiddie gloves they put on when they teach us in school. Because again, we're sitting there singing, you know, I always go back to Christopher Columbus because we, you know, have the assemblies and the parents would come watch us and we'd sing about Christopher Columbus. And now you realize like, oh, there was genocide and, you know, he raped and it's like he was lost. He wasn't even really like in the right spot, you know. So history is so crazy. And I go down the rabbit hole of YouTube. The other day, you know what I was watching a YouTube video on? Was on ancient slingers. Maybe you saw this post on Reddit. It talked about these Romans when they went and tried to like take over Scotland. They had these slingers. And literally it was this troop, this regime of guys that were masters with the slingshot. And they used to drill holes in like lead balls, so they would whistle. They'd have this really high pitched whistle as they'd whip them like super fast.
Really?
And dude, like, what? So I spent like 2 hours watching videos on these ancient slingers and watching guys like recreate these slingshots. They're not even slingshots, like because
they slings.
Slings,
they
yeah, yeah, like what David used to defeat Goliath, right. Like you know, a rock and a rope.
Yeah, whipped. Dude, have you ever tried one of those?
No, because I'd end up hurting myself, man. I'd end up throwing a rock into my head.
Slinging yourself.
But it's just like history is so crazy. And starting with this whole thing, it's Paul Revere. We all know about this guy who hopped on his horse and rode for miles and super fast and warned about the British coming and everything. It's like, this really happened? It just seems made up. It seems like it was made for a movie. I don't know.
You know, and in the blip of time, it's not that long ago.
No.
In the actual big picture of what time is, like that was like yesterday compared to what, I don't know. It's just wild to think about. History is wild, man. And you'd think history is history, right? But no, they're rewriting that shit every single day.
Yeah.
You know.
Every day. Yep. And we're learning new things. We're finding things. And yeah, who knows, man? Who knows? But there you go. So it wasn't the British that were coming. It was the regulars. And it's still kind of a weird sentence, too. The British are coming. Sounds pervy in my mind. Oh, yeah, the British are coming. Oh, yeah.
You
they're,
would.
They're that coming all over.
Dirty ass
money. Oh, my God. What's that old joke? It's like, why was Bunker Hill slippery or something? Because the British were coming, like it's gross.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, all right. Well, there you go. That is your fact and opinion here on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you next time for another fact and another opinion. I'm sure we'll ruin it somehow here on the Plan B After Show podcast.
Guaranteed.
Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.